right, we are recording. We'll open it up. First question, David Brandt.
Hey, Torrey, I think you've won five of the last six games that Merrill Kelly has started. What is he, obviously he was pumping the zone full of strikes and all that today. What, you know, what's been kind of the, it just seems like you guys are kind of a different team when he's pitching.
Today was a special day for Merrill, and, you know, he pitched into the ninth inning. He had his pitch count well in control, under control. It was, you know, I think 19 balls, 63 strikes. Quick early outs or early count outs, but it's a belief of in the game plan. It's conviction with his pitches and then trusting the guys around him. You know, it starts and stops with starting pitching each and every night. We know that. And he set a terrific tone for us. And yeah, he's locked in right now. It's five of the last six. I think you just said have been quality starts. Doesn't surprise me. He's as good as we've got, and deserves these moments. And you know, a couple of scratch runs today that weren't his. Those things happen in this game, but he won a baseball game after a tough loss yesterday. He gave us exactly what we needed.
Zach,
Torrey, is that the most efficient you've seen Merrill since he's been with this club?
Probably, I can't go that far back. My memory doesn't serve me well every once in a while. But yeah, I think he was locked in, and you know, it was 8 pitch innings, 9 pitch innings, 12 pitch innings. And just, he was pitch efficient, and following the game plan, he and Dalton did a terrific job of setting up hitters and finishing off hitters. So I would say yes, for sure. Might be one of the most efficiently pitched games that I've seen since I've been here. I know Bum's no hitter, 7-inning no hitter, and Atlanta was very, very good, very similar. But that pitch count just never climbed, and you know, I felt like we had to run him out there and give him an opportunity to finish the ball game.
Steve.
Torrey, what did you think of your offensive approach today? I think you guys drew 11 walks, if I was counting correctly.
Yeah, we wanted to get the ball on the plate today. Their starting pitcher, picks at the zone a little bit, and we had a good game plan, and we were very patient. We had traffic on all day long. It was getting a little frustrating there. I think Eduardo had the key blow that broke open this game, but we had several opportunities built around a very patient approach, and we just couldn't get that big knock to break the game open. But we stuck with it, and we did enough to win the baseball game.
Nick?
I feel like you could have done this at a number of points today, but when did you look up at Merrill's pitch count and be maybe the most kind of surprised at what it was? Not surprised that he was doing it, but just surprised to see like, oh my gosh, it's only at this through this many innings. Like what point do you think that was for you?
Yeah, it was 57 pitches after six. And I thought, man, we could just get him a couple points here. He's going to have a chance to finish this game. And you know, I wanted to give him the opportunity to close it out. And that's why I let him hit to end the seventh. I had a couple decisions there, but I felt like he hadn't got back up to that top of the lineup that fourth time yet. And he was still in complete control of every pitch. So I would say it was probably after that sixth inning, I looked at it and thought, wow, he's got a lot of room to go still.
Yeah.
Switching off of Merrill for a second, Cole had two really nice plays in back-to-back innings with the diving catch and then the running one on the track. What was your reaction to those plays?
Yeah, he first of all, he's a great diver. I know that. It looks fantastic when he's diving. It looks like Superman out there. But he has very, very precise, efficient moves to the baseball, takes direct angles, the shortest route to the baseball, and it puts him in a great position to make those types of plays. And those are two great team moments. And, he doesn't catch the first one, the Mariznick line drive. You know, I think it's going to be a couple men on with no outs. Completely changed the inning, and he's that type of defender. He is a game changer in a lot of different ways, and made two terrific plays that saved us today.
Evan.
Torrey, I've heard you say before that after a reliever has a rough outing, your strategy is to get him back in the saddle as quickly as you can. And that's exactly what happened today with Soria, and it played out in your favor. Wondering if you could say more about Soria's performance today.
Yeah, you know, that's one of my core philosophies. I don't like to let guys, whether it's a pitcher or an offensive player, sit on some tough days. I want them to digest it, think about it, get out there as fast as they possibly can. It doesn't always work out. But walk was an easy bet to let, come in this ball game to finish it off. You know, I handed him the baseball and he was very relaxed and said, let's go, and started talking about his game plan. And he's been doing it a long time at a very, very high level. And I knew that he was going to be able to command his pitches. I knew he was going to be able to game plan and execute. And you could see that he went out there and got the job done.
Zach.
Corey, can you take us through, from your point of view, what happened on that double play to end the bottom of the sixth?
Yeah, I'm still shaking my head. I haven't had a chance to really watch the complete video of it. I've never seen that type of play before, where the runner is on the ground between home and first base. So I was obviously alarmed that something happened with Cole. But when I picked him up, he picked him up after the play at home plate. I saw that he's picking up his helmet and trying to get on his feet to get to first base. So I don't know what exactly happened other than what Cole said to me, that the ball was coming right at him. And had he not ducked, it would have squared him up. So he was trying to get out of the way. But I was thankful that he was safe and healthy. But it just was a moment where I thought, are you kidding me? I can't believe I've never seen something like that happen. I can't believe this just happened to us, but we shook it off and won a baseball game.
It seemed like he might have had a chance to get to first base, but he might have been caught up watching what was happening at home. Did he say anything about that?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him at all. Certain guys, I'll just let it go, and I'll talk to him tomorrow. But my guess would be, I can remember Chirinos putting his hands up. I'm gathering that he saw Chirinos raising his hands and was probably calling time, is why he didn't get there in a hurry, or he was just getting his checkpoints, making sure that he's okay. That didn't allow him to get right back on his feet. So I haven't finalized that conversation. I'm just speculating.
All right. Glenn Merrill and Colin next.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, sorry.
First question, David Brandt.
Hey, Cole. Obviously, kind of a eventful day for you. You know, two big catches in the outfield, big hit, a weird base running play there in the sixth. Torrey just called you Superman a few minutes ago with the way you're diving around right field. Just what do you think about that, and what do you think about your day?
I got tested today for sure. Had some nice catches that came out good, and I'm, just trying to go out and make plays, and got a good swing. Just overall nice team win. I mean, apart from my day, this is a big win for the boys and morality of the clubhouse, and first win since I've been back. So definitely feels good.
Zach.
Cole, I know you've been out while this team has kind of dealt with a lot of pitching injuries as well, but I'm just wondering, how it feels out there for you guys, seeing Bum and Gallon back and throwing well, and Merrill obviously building on what he's done. I know Taylor Widener is going to be up here soon. Just kind of seeing that rotation that you guys had hoped to start the season with coming together.
Yeah, it's definitely exciting. Exciting for the clubhouse for sure, because these are dudes that we started the season with and been gone for a long time. Obviously, Merrill's been here doing his thing, but anytime we get Bum on the mound and get Gallon on the mound, and we were in all these ball games, probably should have got the game yesterday. Obviously get this one. So it could have took two of three from a team that's fighting for a playoff spot. And so right in these ball games, and we're getting our guys back to start throwing the ball, just kind of how we thought this whole season was going to go.
Yeah.
Well, what's going through your mind when you dive for that ball in the second, knowing that there's a runner on base who can potentially score if that ball gets by you?
Yeah, I got a pretty good read on it, kind of hung up a little bit, and, had a shot. I I think if it was a little lower, I probably play it on a hop, but I don't know, just hung up. It's just instincts, and you just go out. I thought I had a shot and made the play.
And then to follow up, what happened on that grounder in the sixth where the Cubs turned the double play?
Yeah, I was waiting for you guys to ask about that. I don't know. I mean, I've headbutted one ball in my career. I could have headbutted another one. I was kind of caught off guard. So weird play. I honestly thought Rizzo was going to go to the bag. And then he came up throwing and it was literally right at me. I didn't know if I go left or right. So I ducked, kind of take a stumble there, and I'm coming off two surgeries, man. I kind of assessed, like, hey, am I all right? And stood up for a minute. I look at Chirinos and I see his hands up. And for some reason I went to grab my helmet and then I'm like, get to first base. I start running to first base and I see the guy go to catch it right above my head. And just a messed up play, you know, and obviously I should have got up and went right to first. I don't know. I just kind of caught off guard. I mean, coming off two surgeries, you're making sure you're all right, honestly. And so, no, everything was fine, but I never been in that spot. I mean, just like I said, a really, really weird play.
It's a little easier to live with a sequence like that after you've already made two big catches in the game. And I think you'd maybe gotten a knock at that point.
Yeah, I mean, it's honestly, you win the ball game and now it's easy to laugh off. I mean, it's a big play. I mean, I could have got to first base right there with Eddie coming up with bases loaded, you know, and definitely was a big part of the game. I mean, thank God we won. And now you could kind of laugh, like I said, laugh about it. I mean, I don't think anybody's headbutted one ball in their career, and I had an opportunity to do two, and I don't know why I didn't do it, honestly. But it just, I don't know, is what it is. Like I said, it was just weird play. And as I was getting up and kind of saw Chirinos calling time, and I don't know, I'm like, I get to first base and I cover your head a little bit. I don't know, just messed up play.
Nick? Well, what's the degree of difficulty on that ball in the corner that you caught? Like, is that not as hard of a play as that diving one? Like, how do you kind of evaluate those two?
I don't know. I mean, anytime it's a high fly ball like that, you can run underneath it. Obviously the fence is coming into play a little bit. Kind of had a peek. It got kind of in that corner right there that I don't know. I didn't think I was going to be that close to the wall. I actually had a couple steps, but I don't know, degree of difficulty. You guys got analytics, so you guys can figure that one out. But I just hung up enough for me to get under it.
Jack.
Cole, Torrey praised the routes that you take to the ball. They're always very precise. Again, do you feel like that's instinctual as well, or is that something that also just years of practice and work to figure out how to do that?
Yeah, I think it probably both go hand in hand. Been doing it for a while, I guess, and just kind of instincts, kind of being comfortable in right field. And I don't know. You work on it from the start of spring training, and kind of in my case for a lot of years now. And you know, it just kind of happens that way. I mean, you take pride in your defense and go out and play hard and try to get everything that you can. And you know, I think when you take pride in those things, they come out and show up.
It's a Sun Devil thing, right?
Oh. That's what it is, Steve. You know.
All righty, well, Merrill up next.
Cool.
Thanks, Cole. Cool.
Question.
Steve, what's that smirk for?
I bet Nick that you were going to come in with a hoodie. We were trying to decide if you're going to have the hoodie on or not tonight.
Sorry, I made you lose that bet. It's usually a pretty safe bet.
Yeah. How would you assess your performance today?
Really good. Obviously frustrated that I couldn't finish it myself. But they were coming out super aggressive, swinging it at pretty much everything. And I just feel like I was able to execute well enough to get some early outs.
Zach.
You're muted, Zach.
You've been kind of carrying this rotation for a while, but now that Bohm is back and Zach is back and both of them pitched well the first two games of the series, is it don't know, does it relieve any pressure on you? Did you feel any added pressure in that sense?
No, not really. You know, obviously you can only control so many things in this industry, in the business that we're in. You know, and as things were going around, going on around me, I just try to focus on each and every game. You know, whether they're there, whether they're not, I still got to do my job on, you know, on getting people out. Obviously it's nice, those guys coming back, you know, gives a boost to the whole team, gives a boost to the rotation, gives a boost to the bullpen. But as far as I'm concerned, I just try to go out and do my job each and every game.
Nick.
Merrill, you mentioned their aggressiveness. You only threw 19 balls today. What do you think it was? Was it more of you like really being locked in? Was it more of them just being in swing mode against you? Was it a little of both?
Yeah, I would say a bit of both. I mean, you guys have watched me, I feel like, long enough now. That's, you know, that's what I try to do. I try to get quick outs. I try to be efficient. You know, I'm not the 95, 98 guy that's going to punch everybody out. So I got to rely on my defense a lot. I got to rely on weak contact and getting on and off the field as quick as I can. I just think today our game plan matched up with their aggressiveness and execution.
Zach.
Merrill, I think when you and I talked in St. Louis like 3 weeks ago, I asked you if you felt you were pitching as well as you had to begin last season. You said no at the time. What about now that you've gone on even, you know, that run you've been on has lasted a while?
You know, I think the results are similar to what they were last year. Personally, I still don't feel like I'm there yet. Personally, I still feel like there's more in the tank. I feel like there's more consistency with certain pitches. I feel like there's more consistency when it comes to how I feel from pitch to pitch. The results have been solid, but in my mind, there's still room to go for sure.
Nick.
Torrey was talking about being surprised looking up and seeing 57 pitches after six innings. Was there a point that you looked up and were surprised by what the number was?
Yeah, definitely. I think it was probably the fifth. I think I had, like you said, 47 pitches or something like that. I kept kind of checking. I do check throughout the game just to see where I'm at, you know, compared to where the game's at and how we're flowing. But there was a couple times I looked up, and when I saw that the pitch count was under the innings count multiple times, I knew that I had a chance to, you know, get the whole thing done.
All right, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, guys. Oh.
Doc. Unmute, Doc.
There we go. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Merrill, you know, speaking of being surprised and all, you know, I'm still kind of old school probably for most of these guys, and fourth time through the lineup and all this and that. At times I understand it, but you were still in the 80 pitch range. I didn't see on TV anyway, the shape of your pitches changing or what have you. A little surprised that Torrey came out when he did. Would you like to have gone a few more hitters?
Yes to both your questions. No, I wasn't surprised that he came and got me. I think it was the right decision. I think with how our season's gone and how some of these games have gone late, I respected his decision on getting the bullpen in at that moment. But obviously, you know, with how many pitches I had, I definitely wanted to finish it. That would have been my first complete game. So I definitely wanted to finish it at all possible, but I definitely thought it was the right move at the time.
Thanks.
Merrill, thank you. Even though I lost the bet, thank you very much.